If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3 quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
Be very clear on what it is that you want. Spend 5 minutes sitting down and visualizing those things being true, and then give gratitude for that. Like, see it, feel it in your body, taste it in your mouth, hear it in your ears. Completely immerse yourself in that for 5 minutes, longer if you can, and then just be so grateful for all of that. Essentially, what you're doing is moving your brain from a fear state to a trust state, and that is the gateway to making these changes.
Visualize it, but also feel it. Like, feel yourself there. Close your eyes, smile to yourself, and feel yourself there. And believe me when I say you can manifest that. I know you think I'm crazy, but it's the joke in life. I'm telling you, it's the joke in life. You can't go you can't go to places physically until you go there emotionally and in your mind first.
Visualization is used by everyone from Lewis Hamilton when he's driving his car around a track through to David Beckham before he took a free kick. Visualization was the art of sitting in one place, closing your eyes, and visualizing what's that track going to look like? What's that turn going to feel like? How's that ball going to move? It's visualizing the process, not the result. And that's what's fascinating. Western society has made it all about visualizing the result. Visualize yourself at the top of the podium and the goal. The smartest people in the world are visualizing the process and the work and the journey.
If you can see the vision of what you want in your head, the chance of holding it in your hand is exponentially higher, because you can't physically hold it in your hand until you actually see it in your head first.
How is it going to feel when your dreams become a reality? Go there. You go there. Whatever it is. Governor, congressman, senator, the yacht, the boat, the trips, the travel, the accolades, the respect, the comment from your mom, your dad, your teacher, your professor, your enemy, your competitor, whatever it may be. How's it going to feel? In that moment, if you can convince yourself that feeling is so insanely good, then you would be willing to pay the price that the man needed for your big dreams to become a reality.
Vision. Vision is going to direct your life if you let it. Use it constructively. See what you want. Don't spend any time thinking of what you don't want. When you get a picture in here, make it big, make it beautiful. You'll be glad you did.
You create your future by envisioning it. People that are super successful are often called visionaries, and the reason is they close their eyes and they see the future. By visualizing your goal is already completed, by seeing it nothing but net every time, the body starts to respond and adjust itself to create the result. When you visualize what it is you want, it opens up your perceptual filter to let in more information. Right now, you're not aware of what you're feeling in your right foot, but as soon as I say it, you can all feel it. It was getting filtered out by a part of your brain called the reticular system. You are filtering out resources and solutions to your problems all day long. And the only reason you're filtering them out is because you've not had an image in your head that you are going to solve those problems and get those results. Once you do that, it programs this part of your brain called the reticular activating system to open up and let in more resources, to let you see. You'll only see enough to match your vision. If you think you're a $100,000 a year person, you're going to see just enough to make you $100,000 a year.
The most important thing is that you have a vision, that you have a goal. Because without that vision and without that goal, again, you're drifting around and you're never going to end up anywhere. People don't become successful just by accident.
Sometimes we lay down in bed and you visualize things. Lay down, I'd imagine playing for the Lakers, and I'd imagine what the uniforms look like. I'd imagine where we'd be playing, and, you know, the smell of the arena and all sorts of stuff. So when you download that into your system and you go out in the court and you're just executing things that you've done thousands of times before, and you have that dream, then that becomes possible.
I got out of my predicament because I didn't live in my current reality. Had I lived in my current reality, I would still be in my reality that was constructed for me. So I had to live in this realm that was dreamt of, and my whole premise was to manifest that dream with strategy. So I had to live as if it was real. I had to live like I already moved my mom out the project. I had to live like this gang doesn't want me. I'm no use for this gang. Why even get initiated and live that gang life? Let me just keep wearing these suits, because these suits that my mom made me are my attire for the world that I'm going to be living in. You have to live. You living in some place that you know that you don't belong. You know you don't belong there. Why are you stuck in that?
You are the director, the creator, and the writer of your story. You literally could do whatever you want. And it's just for you to sit down and navigate where you want to go, and you will get there. So that's how I feel about life. You have to view life as a game. That's the only way. Once you clock that and you're like, wait a minute, it's not really that deep. It's not really that real.
When I do visualizing, I spend a ton of time visualizing on how the race could go, how I want the race to go, and how I don't want the race to go. So I'm already prepared for whatever happens. I can accept it and move past it.
I promise you, I was visualizing every day when I was working out in the gym that I'm hitting Mitchell Johnson, I'm hitting these guys all over the park. And those things came to life eventually because I convinced myself to an extent I was absolutely fearless, and things just started flowing.
The imagination is the most marvelous, miraculous, inconceivably powerful force the world has ever known. Now, the imagination is the mental faculty out of which visions arise. Visions, pictures that we build in our mind. Most people don't use their imagination constructively. Most people use their imagination destructively. They imagine what they don't want. We've got to consciously and deliberately imagine what we do want. If we will take and sit down with a pen and ask ourselves, what do I really want? What do I really want? And write it down. And then make a written description of it in the present tense. Writing causes thinking. Thinking creates an image. And you get these images going, you're building a vision in your mind. It's the visionaries that's changed the world. Think of that. The fact that I can sit and look into this camera, and you can sit and look at me on your phone, or on your TV, or on your laptop. That was the result of somebody's vision. Do you know everything you've got, the clothes you wear, the house you live in, this microphone that's in front of me? It was all the result of somebody's vision. It's not an accident. You and I have a marvelous imagination, and everything starts with a vision. Van Gogh was asked how he did such beautiful work. He said, first I dream my painting, and then I paint my dream.
You got to exercise your imagination. You got to start visualizing yourself as the person you want to be. You got to start visualizing yourself already where you want to be. Is this a challenging thing to do? Absolutely. But is it something you have to do? Yes, you have to do this. Wallace D. Wattles in The Science of Getting Rich, he wrote about this. In fact, he titled the chapter when he went into depth about this, The First Principle in the Science of Getting Rich. He writes here on page 25, I have said that an individual gets rich by doing things in a certain way. In order to do so, you must become able to think in a certain way. Your way of doing things is a direct result of the way that you think about things. See, if you keep imagining yourself successful, how do you think you're going to start acting? You're going to start acting like a successful person. What results will that lead you to? Successful results. But if you keep picturing the worst case scenario, if you keep allowing confusion to dominate your mind, if you keep allowing the opinions of your friends and family to dominate what you think about, well, who do you think you're going to become? You're going to become those opinions.
I have an insane belief in my own ability to manifest things. Insane belief. I think it's ultimately complete sanity. I believe we're creators, and I believe we create with every thought and every word. Is every moment is pregnant with the next moment of your life. We all start out with a false belief about ourselves, with some untrue thing that we believe walking through our lives. I'm not worthy. I'm not lovable. I'm gonna fail. Whatever your basic mistaken belief about yourself is, you form a personality around.
When you have a headache, you take painkillers, right? Painkillers don't actually stop the pain. They numb the nerve there. So the problem doesn't go away. It completely numbs the nerve there. But the brain can also numb the same nerve. How you program and operate your mind will determine how that mind will also operate the body. For example, if you have a serious ailment, if you visualize yourself in a state where you are not unwell in your mind, and if you can maintain that for a long time, the mind will believe what it sees, and thus the body will also begin to heal. Therefore, the critical and important point is that what you can visualize in your mind is real for the brain, And the brain begins to change the body with all its chemical secretions and structure towards what is starting to become real. So you realize that if you direct your brain in the right way, you can do anything.
So if you want to make $10,000 a month, or if you want to make just five figures a month, or whatever you want, whatever your goal is, visualize and think of the things your highest version of yourself is doing every single day. Are they playing video games? Are they watching TV shows, binge watching every single night? Are they doom scrolling for hours on TikTok for no reason? Like, you have to think about everything your highest version of yourself is doing. So literally for me, remember in 2024, I would just visualize constantly new car, new apartment, my TikTok dashboard being like $1,000 a day. Now I'm actually like achieving it slowly, but surely. I'm seeing all my visions come true. Especially if you have a vision board, everything is coming true. I'm finally traveling. I'm getting my dream body slowly but surely. I'm making the amount of money I wanted to beginning of this year. Like, everything is happening slowly for me. And it's all because I envisioned the highest version of myself every single day, constantly, like 6 months to a year. So what is that highest version of yourself doing? Are they waking up? Are they taking a cold shower? Are they working out constantly? Are they putting like 2 hours of focus, 3 hours of focus every single day on their business? Like, you have to visualize and focus on what you want every single day, and don't get distracted.
We manifest what we believe we are worthy of receiving. Really visualize it. You're actually priming your subconscious to help you reach that goal if you're specific about it. The exact type of relationship that you want, the exact house that you want, the exact figure you want to earn next year, whatever it is, write it down and be specific. As humans, we need goals. We need to feel that we're working towards something to give us the sense of motivation, purpose, a reason to get up in the morning. You've got these goals, you know what you want, and think about, how am I going to get myself there? What do I need to do? What habits do I need to commit to daily to help me get there and help me grow?
Visualizing your positive outcomes is a really big deal. Makes an incredible difference. Top athletes use visualization all the time. Why not you? Now, when you visualize, your brain rehearses it, and it becomes easier to show up as the best version of yourself, calm, confident, and prepared. So, here's your action step. Before your next meeting, take 30 seconds, close your eyes, and see it going well.
All you have to do is believe in your dreams, and they will manifest for you. If you believe positively, wholeheartedly, have faith in yourself, and I'm not just talking about sitting on the couch saying, I could do this. I'm talking about doing it.
Get out.
If you want to be signed to such and so record label, act like you already the artist and do a record every day. Prepare yourself.
Once you have decided exactly what you want, that's the first thing. You must be very clear on what you want. You now have to create visual and emotional associations with it. And how you do that is by continually visualizing the outcome that you want and emotionalizing the outcome that you want repetitively until it feels natural to you. Your subconscious mind does not know the difference between what's real and what's imagined. Anything you imagine and feel over a period of time eventually makes its way into the subconscious and alters behaviors. But you have to know what you want first. And you must be able to visualize and emotionalize it like it's happening already. So then your subconscious mind starts to become familiar with the idea of opulence or wealth or luxury or time autonomy or attractiveness, all the things we actually want.
What do you want to do in your life? Where do you want to go? What do you want to make happen? What do you want to make happen for between now and the end of the year? Think about it for a moment. Don't think of why you can't. Doesn't matter how much money you've got. Doesn't matter how much help you've got. Build a vision of what you would like to accomplish between now and the end of the year. And then make a written description of that vision. Paint the picture with words. You can go either way with this. You can start writing the picture and it'll come on the screen of your mind. Or build a picture and then paint it with words.
Visualize the outcome. In other words, if you earned $50,000 a year, what would be the outcome? Would it be a bigger car? Would it be a bigger house? Would it be a trip to Tahiti? Would it be a different wardrobe? Would it be a Rolex watch? In other words, visualize the outcome, not the process so much as what the result would be. Or another thing that you can do, by the way, is you can visualize the work. Let us say that you are going to earn $50,000 a year and you imagine you will earn it in your existing profession. Then visualize yourself doing the work in such an excellent fashion that it will actually generate the income. And then step number seven is imagine the feeling. Imagine the feeling that would accompany the accomplishment of your goal. Imagine the feeling. Close your eyes, and as you sit there with your cards, looking at your cards, Imagine the feeling of satisfaction as though the goal is already accomplished. Imagine the feeling of pleasure. Imagine the feeling of accomplishment.
I visualized this for myself. When I was selling copiers door to door, I had a very clear vision of what my life was going to be like. And I encourage everyone to do it. Take a snap photo of what success looks like for you. How many employees do you have? How much are you making? Where do you live? Are you sitting at a table with world leaders? Are you standing on a stage in New York City giving a speech? And hold on to that snapshot, and you will subconsciously start to make decisions that get you there. And so my snap photo for myself when I was going door to door to sell copiers was to be self-employed, invent a product that I could sell to lots of people and not just one copier to each person, and create a business for myself that would continue to fund itself if I wasn't present. I wanted money to be generated without me having to be there. I was that specific in my vision.
The house is a total 25,000 square feet. The house is 6 stories and it has an elevator in it. We're not going to be able to do all 6 stories. I probably would grow a bunion if I walked through this whole house. I believe in prophetically thinking and speaking things into existence. And so what I did was I went online and I actually ordered a replica of an actual Oscar. And you'll see in the front, there's no name on it. So one day, I believe I'll be taking a picture like this backstage while talking to the press that's always backstage at the Oscars.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
And they'll be putting my name on here.
Always visualize just before going to sleep. That's the one most important time, if there is a one most important time. Before you go to sleep every night, visualize yourself being, doing, and having the good which you desire. Because while you are asleep, your conscious mind is in abeyance for a longer period of time than at any other period in your daily life. And when you impress the subconscious just before going to sleep, the subconscious works with that idea that you've given it, even while you're asleep. The subconscious mind will be correlating you with all of the good which you have visualized. You say you may not realize it, but your mind is working for you, or against you, even while you are asleep. And the mastermind within you says that if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. And whatever idea you lift up before your subconscious mind, before you go to sleep, that idea is impressed upon the subconscious and it draws that to you. You'll wake up in the morning and the right ideas will just be clicking in your head. You'll meet the right people for the right purposes at the right time. You'll meet strangers, but they'll be right for your right purpose. People will do things for you and they won't even know why.
I believe that how you think, and I teach my kids this, your thoughts create your life. And so you have to think positive thoughts all the time. You have to force yourself to think positive thoughts at times. And so I do a lot of different affirmations. I'm open and receptive to all the goodness and abundance the universe has to offer.
But most people can't sustain that level of discipline to manifest the things that they want in their life.
Get a clear mental picture and see your goal as already realized. See it as a reality and play that picture over and over again on the screen of your mind. Play that picture on the screen of your mind until you can see it with perfect clarity. Design it, draw it out, do whatever is necessary in order to create that mental picture, and then think about that mental picture. Think about your goal as a reality over, over again. Repeat it until you impress it deeper and deeper and deeper into your subconscious. The key to your success is your ability to hang in longer than anybody else. In all the studies that we've looked at of winners, of peak performance, we find that the quality of persistence is to the character of a man or woman as carbon is steel. That persistence is only necessary when the going gets rough. That persistence only comes to the fore when everything falls apart around you and you feel like quitting. That persistence has no value at all when things are going well. Persistence only has value when you are willing to press on in the face of obstacles, difficulties, disappointment, falling on your face, losing your money, and so on.
I used to just think that success comes with tons of hard work, and it is what it is, but I think manifesting it, visualizing it, is a key component to actually getting there one day. Seeing yourself in the winner's circle, that way, when you're coming down the stretch, you feel like you've been there before, right? Seeing yourself make that 10-footer to win on the 72nd hole of a tournament, it's as if you've been there before. Visualization, manifestation, makes you feel that you've been in that situation before and allows you to combat those nerves and really just do well under pressure.
What's so interesting about the human brain is that it doesn't know the difference between reality and thought. Think about it. We could think about something extremely sad and all of a sudden feel bad. You could start crying. You could think of something exciting and something you've always wanted to do, and you could get heightened emotion. You could think of something funny and start laughing. But they've tested this on humans' brains, and they've tested this also in sports on Olympic athletes, where they visualize them running the 100 meter or the 400 meter, and they see how their brain reacts and the neurons react the exact way as if they were actually running the race. So you're actually training your brain how to act in the future. And not only that, you're adjusting your frequency. Because if your brain doesn't know the difference between thought and reality, that means we can actually change who we are just by thought. We can start operating on a higher frequency, therefore attracting the right people and circumstances into our lives.
You rehearse the success that you want, and then it happens. Visualization. This is very common with the people that I'm around, I've spoken to, I've had great conversations, in-depth debates about this, and I've really come to believe that it is a thing. Seeing it before it happens, seeing it before you live it, saying it, seeing it, and then it happens, and it, life of equilibrium, put it out there and it comes back, and visualization creates clarity, and you rehearse the success that you want, and then it happens. Get rid of all negativity and bring in ambition, bring in drive, bring in success, bring in good people, and then think about the things that are going to happen. Do the things that you believe are going to move the needle, and every day think about it on the treadmill, in the car, what's going to happen, what are you going to do, how are you going to do it, what do you need to do, who do you need to call, who do you need to voice note on Instagram, what do you need to do? I do it with YouTube videos. I sit there and I think, right, what am I going to do? How am I going to talk about it? How am I going to intro myself? What do I do? And then I go through like a dry run. Visualization, super important.
This is the thing. I host AGT, which is the world's biggest talent show. But what people don't know is that I hosted my high school talent show.
You did?
Because I always knew. I always saw everything I'm doing right now. I already saw it. I mean, me and my wife were dating. I was 19, and we were sitting outside. I remember a hamburger joint, and I said, babe, what I'm going to do, I'm going to play in the NFL. We're going to move to L.A. We're going to make movies.
And you make it.
I always knew. Everything that I'm doing right now, I always saw it.
I love that. A visionary.
And I never stopped. Mm-hmm. And that's the key, because sometimes you get talked out of the things that you want to do.
Yes.
Everybody's like, oh, man, you don't want to do that because and I just was like, no, I'm doing it anyway.
You need to understand manifesting. So asking how do I manifest is essentially the same as asking how do I breathe. Because you breathe automatically, and you also manifest automatically. Your subconscious mind is consistently manifesting everything that's already happening in your life. Basically, think about manifesting as Amazon. And Amazon is equal to our universe. On Amazon, there's a bunch of different products. And in our universe, there's a bunch of different realities. And you need to choose your reality, which is essentially your Amazon order. And in order to check out your order, you need to have a certain frequency. Think about your frequency as the Amazon ASIN code, which is just a product identifier. And the way you can guarantee your frequency is to use this equation. Your attitude is the combination of your mind and your emotional state. That equals your frequency. And your mind and emotions consist of your thoughts, beliefs, attention, emotions, your conviction, and your subconscious. If you get all of these in check, then that's how you're going to make your order. So instead of this question of how do I manifest, you need to be asking, how do you get these things in check.
The average self-made millionaire in America has been broke or nearly broke 3.2 times. But irrespective of anything that they faced, male or female, they kept on struggling. And that's one of the reasons why they became successful. In order for you to achieve great success, you have no choice but to be willing to face temporary setbacks, temporary defeat, temporary obstacles. Winston Churchill, in one of the great stories of human history, was asked in speaking to a boys' school if he could summarize the lessons of his life in a few words. And he stood up and he said, "I can summarize the major lesson of my life in 7 words, he said. And he stood there leaning on his cane and he said, "They are these words, young man." He said, "Never give up. Never, never give up." And I think that more than anything else from every study I've read that's critical, if you resolve in advance that once you have set off to achieve your goal, that you will never give up, that you will never quit, that nothing can stop you, become an invert paranoid, and you look into every problem and you look for the good in the problem, you look for the lesson that you can learn, you look for the way you can turn the situation to your advantage. If you keep on doing that, if you keep optimistic, if you keep this attitude of confident expectation going, you will be successful. And finally, with regard to persistence, iron quality that determines all your success, let me just say this, is that your persistence is your measure of your belief in yourself. Your persistence is your measure of your belief in yourself. And every time you persist in the face of adversity, your belief in yourself increases until it reaches the point where you become unstoppable on the road and on the pathway to your goal.
If you don't write your goals down, if you're not a goal-oriented person yet and you want to accomplish big things, well, you need to become a goal-oriented person. Because of my experience and where I was 10 years ago compared to where I am now, that was one of the most important things. Visualizing, writing goals, I started just wanting things so bad and visualizing them, and then one by one, opportunities just started presenting themselves.
Visualization. It's important to envision where you want to go so you could ultimately crystallize your reality into, you know, from where you're currently at to that end point or end goal. You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta design your life. You gotta lay it all out. Nobody's gonna do it for you. You know what I'm saying? So at some point, you gotta sit in some type of stillness and, you know, put your vision to paper.
If you want to achieve something, or if you want to do something, you gotta speak it into existence. So, like, say you want a car, or you want something, or you want to be successful or whatever, just keep talking about it. You know what I mean? Just keep on believing in yourself and say, you know what, I'm gonna do this.
I also feel that things that I repetitively think about or say, I'm able to manifest. Like, you know, this house, for example, I manifested this.
I say 100 times a day, my name is Glenda Baker and only good things happen to me. That is a mantra. That is a mantra to live by. I'm telling you, last night I go to the Botanical Gardens, driving into the garage, my name is Glenda Baker and I'm going to get a great parking space, 3 spaces from the elevator. And that self-talk is so critical for success. When I was first separated, for so long, I thought I was so stupid. And I was telling myself that, and I was putting all that negativity in my head. Stop saying that to yourself. And so now I literally just say, my name is Glenda Baker and only good things happen to me, and I'm only gonna talk sweet to myself.
The longer you can hold your mental picture, the more deeply it will be impressed into your subconscious mind, and the more rapidly it will express itself in your subsequent performance. There seems to be a direct relationship between how clearly you can see your desired goal or result in your mind and how quickly it comes into your reality. This element of visualization is what explains the powers of the law of attraction and the law of correspondence. The vividness of your desire directly determines how quickly it materializes in the world around you.
What's your dream? What do you want in life? You want happiness and joy? Want material things, want super health, want a great relationship, you can have it all. The external world you're living in, the conditions, experiences, is a reflection of what is within you. If you get within you pure and beautiful, the external world will change. But you have to change the inside first, and then give yourself time to succeed. When you change the inside first, it's like planting seeds. You don't plant a seed, walk out the next day and go, where's the tree? You planted the seed. You have to water it and fertilize it and give it time. And then it sprouts. And then you give it time. And it gets the sun. And then it begins to grow. That's how things manifest.
Visualizing became a normal thing. If I can see it, then it must be a reality. And I can make it a reality. So for me, the vision became a reality. So it was only then a matter of following through with the work. But it was pleasure. See, that is the great thing. When you go to work and you know exactly why you're working, then it becomes fun, a challenge.
most of the limitations we have do not exist in reality. They exist only in your own mind. And one of the starting points of great achievement is to start questioning those self-limiting beliefs and throw them off and act as if they did not exist.
It's all about focus. I don't care who you are, where you're from, doesn't matter. It's having a focus and having a purpose. Now, you wake up every single day to get better today than you were yesterday. Now, it doesn't matter what you are. You're a basketball player, a hockey player, a golf player. Right? You try to reach your full potential by getting better every single day, and that's the quest.
What you visualize will become your reality. It just will. If you're willing to put in the action line. And people think that law of attraction is something that they can believe in or not believe in, when in reality, it's happening whether you recognize it or not, because if you go back and track your thoughts and you audit your thoughts honestly, you are living the existence that you believe you deserve to live right now. When you learn to control that through accepting it as true and then practicing the skill set, you get better and better and better and better. These things are real. And if we can intentionally create a reality through visualization, why wouldn't you want to do that?
Anything can be done.
Focus on the future versus the past. Focus on what is going to be done differently in the future, rather than what has happened in the past. Why is that? A very simple reason is because a person cannot control the past. Not being able to control the past, any criticism over what they've done in the past causes them tremendous stress and frustration. The key to success in life is a positive mental attitude. A positive mental attitude is based on expectations of success, of a positive set of expectancies. A positive set of expectancies is based on beliefs and your self-concept. The core of your self-concept, which determines your effectiveness in life, is your self-esteem. And your self-esteem is measured by how much you like yourself. The two things that hold us back more than anything else are the fears of failure and the fears of rejection. So one of the core secrets of success is this, is become a perpetual self-esteem generating organism. Continually be doing things for yourself, to yourself, in your life that cause you to like yourself, to love yourself, to accept yourself, to respect yourself, that cause you to feel terrific about yourself.
The most powerful ability that you have is the ability to visualize and to see your goals as already accomplished. See your life as ideal in every way. The way you do this is you create a clear, exciting picture of your goal and your ideal life and replay this picture on the screen of your mind over and over again. The rule is that all improvement in your outer life begins with an improvement in your mental pictures, and you completely control the pictures that you play on the screen of your mind. As you see yourself on the inside, you will start to be that person with those accomplishments on the outside.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.